For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morton.
Hey, Scott.
It's a chilly sunset at Wild Hope Farm. Chilly enough to compel the two farmers I'm here to meet to take refuge in the storage shed while we talk.
It does feel like it's warming up a little bit.
It's ironic in its way. We duck inside to escape the cold, to talk about global warming.
When you till the ground, what you're doing is you're basically oxidizing a lot of the carbon that's in the ground and in the soil by stimulating bacteria that then decompose that organic matter more quickly. And then they basically are breathing and putting that carbon that's in the ground into the air.
Sean Yadnicek is the manager of Wild Hope Farm. It sits just outside of downtown Chester, where it produces an actual cornucopia of vegetables, fruits, and flowers. Unlike a lot of food farms, it also produces positive revenue. And if they're not careful, the proprietors of this modest farm might just help save the world.
We employ a bunch of techniques at the farm, some we've invented and developed here that are good for our bottom line and that it saves us money, but it also reduces the amount of carbon that we're putting into the air, and then hopefully we're capturing a lot more carbon with those techniques too.
The main techniques in use at Wild Hope are variations on cover cropping and no-till farming, a kind of agricultural two-step. Left foot forward, cover unused ground with plants specifically intended to inhale nitrogen and carbon from the air and exhale it into the ground. Right foot forward, plant without tilling to keep carbon in the soil instead of releasing it into the atmosphere.
We use a machine called a roller crimper that basically rolls the cover crop down, lays it flat on the ground, and kills it. And then it leaves it on the soil surface as a mulch, and that mulch suppresses weeds, so then we don't have to bring the tractor out and do any weeding.
If you drive around farm country over the winter, you'll see a lot of dirt, acres and acres of soil riding out its winter sleep. For Yadnicek, that's a seriously wasted opportunity.
There's just nothing out there growing. It's just bare dirt. If nothing's growing on it, nothing's basically sucking CO2 out of the air. If you have a plant growing there, then that plant is going to be basically absorbing carbon dioxide from the air and then putting that carbon dioxide back into the ground.
Across most of the 12 acres of this co-op farm, there is very little bare ground. It's a simple equation. Less bare earth plus no-till techniques equals healthier soil and better carbon sequestration. But before you get too romantic, remember that Wild Hope Farm is a business. Its commodity is good-tasting food, and all that eco-friendly farming helps the bottom line.
Healthy soil leads to better-tasting food and more nutritious food.
Tim Belk is the director of Wild Hope Farm.
A side benefit is carbon sequestration. It's not the purpose, but it's a nice side benefit.
Actually, it's a potential whopper of a side benefit. With global climate issues already triggering heavier storm and fire seasons, and increasingly dire predictions about a planet that it might be already too late to save, the ability to transfer carbon from the air to the ground is the ticket that most of the world's climate scientists are most eager to punch. And while no one expects 12 acres in Chester, South Carolina to stop melting permafrost, Belk says that if this modest organic enterprise proves profitable, the model could easily be scaled up.
Yeah, I do think there's the potential, if 12 acres works, to do a larger size. You know, at this point, we don't have any plans to do that. We'd love to just really refine these techniques.
One of the other techniques Wild Hope Farm uses is a kind of injection planting that drives crops directly into the soil without having to dig up any ground. Combined with its co-op approach to doing business, this spate of eco-friendly techniques is proving profitable. Wild Hope Farm has just finished its third straight year in the black. And while maybe that's too soon to foresee this place as the savior of a planet, Yadnicek and Belk both say it bodes very well that using the ground to save the air could put a lot more green in more pockets while putting it on more plates. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.